Good morning. God. Awful color. Perhaps it's a low definition fucking webcam recording in high definition. Don't know. God, fuck, you know. I'm sort of just looking to the camera. What a clever idea. It's all supposed to be very bright. Let's see if we can. Get some fucking light. That should help some. Yeah. God. Fuck. There's an international online Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Ah! And, one of these fucking American women was the chairman of the meeting. She was hosting and she had all the controls and, she was monitoring the conversations in the chat, and so were other people. Anything they didn't like, they, oh, you mustn't be saying this and you mustn't be saying that, And one guy piped up, said something along the line. It's something along the lines of, I don't like fucking women. I just think they're just sort of, atrocious. Something like that. And I popped in and said, yeah, I really don't like many of them either. I think you ought to go to MGTOW TV and fucking have a look there, Man, magic. Ooh. I said, well, MGTOW Space TV. I said, you ought to have a go and look at there, A lot of women are not worth, they're not worth the fucking time to be bothering with. And she, so this fucking bitch, oh my God, someone's saying something against the women. So what I did was, she types in, oh, this is supposed to be a safe space for women, So not up your arsehole, darling. And like, fuck. So I got into a argument. I got into a fucking argument with her. She's just a fucking cunt. Oh, women are victims and all fucking men are perpetrators of abuse and So I shot back this fucking comment at her. I said, if only one in a thousand married men are getting married, then the women are not fit to be wives or mothers. I hope this works. And now the recession is kicking in. The unmarried feminist bums and the shitty single mothers are starving in the streets, and the men don't give a fuck. So you can stick your mind fuck blackmail up your ass, you fucking retarded lying bitch, And because she's blackmailing me, saying, "Oh well, maybe it's time you fucking, signed yourself out of the meeting. You're saying things I don't like. You're saying things I don't like. So maybe you should leave." Fucking, and she said that a couple of times. It wasn't terribly original, and the discussion was between myself and another man. It was really none of her fucking business, And no one was saying, all women are cunts, I just said most of them, they're not worth, if you take, if you take sex out of the equation, most of them have nothing to a value to bring to the table, you know? Oh, fuck, you can't say that. You can't say, oh, what about when men are punching their fucking heads in? Well, you know. Fucking argumentative, nasty. You know, with a bit of luck. With a bit of luck, you know, she'll get back out, you know, full of fucking head full of nasty feminist shit. You know, she'll go back out using, you know, the cheap cask wine and the head meds and being single, and she's got a, you know, last big rub, big black rubber dick that she's fucking because she's worn the rest of them out, you know. The motors are broken. Oh, just got me rubber one. No batteries. Oh, fuck. It's a remarkable thing, you know, just being drug-free this long and just seeing how fucking stupid and how locked in and how brainwashed and, you know. You're not allowed to say this. You're not allowed to say that. Well, it's got nothing to fucking do with you. It's none of your business, you know. You know? The purity police. Oh, you said this. You said that. You mustn't do this. You mustn't do that. You know, it's a, you know. I did include in the comments, I said, you know, well, you know, no one wants a woman that's had more riders than a cheap used fucking rent a car, you know. Stick the knife in and give it a twist. They don't like it. I think this is a good thing about all this MGTOW stuff, is that you learn all this information off all these men and all these fucking remarkable talking points, you know, that, you know. These women are running around going, oh, the sun shines out my ass. I'm a woman. I've got a cunt. You must obey me. You know, women are sacred fucking sights, you know. You know. It's like saying, you say to them something like, this is my line, you know. This is my line. This is, you know, I said that one of the things I like about natural disasters is, you know, women and their fucking bullshit gets washed away in the flood too, you know. You're not special. All you women and all your bullshit gets washed away in the tsunami, you know, or in the flood as well, you know. You're not special. Oh. Yeah, but fuck, they're just so aggressive and you're not allowed to say anything. And well, what about all the women that are being beaten by their fucking husbands, by all these men? Oh, well, fucking don't forget the fact that, you know, most of the women are starting most of the physical fights, and they're doing it to men who either can't or won't fight back, you know? And the men, this is like a, not, this is the biggest secret out there, that, you know, the woman comes at you with a carving knife. You know, even if she comes at you with a carving knife, you know, you got to sort of tactfully just, you know, break her nose or something, you know, because if you get stuck into her for it, oh my God, you're a woman beater, you're a fucking wife beater, you know. You know, ah, call the police, I'm a victim, you know, she's been punching him in the fucking face 10 times and he finally goes whack. Puts a bitch on her ass and she runs around screaming, I'm a victim, you know. The fucking women. Well, they don't like it. They don't. When you just call them on their shit, they don't like it when you say, you know, you can go fucking rushed out on the feminist scrap heap of life, you know, because that's all you're good for. That's all you've got in your future. You're a waste of space and you're a fucking degenerate human being, you know? So fuck off. And that's what they're like. Here's my happy Hitler. And people go, oh, he's a fucking Nazi. He's a fucking Nazi. Just after seeing the global rollout of all this fucking Jew-owned shit through the Jew-owned media and the Jew-owned fucking pharmaceutical companies and all the fucking bullshit going on. Just a wall to wall, everything owned by the Jews type stuff. I just said, well, fuck this, I don't believe their version of history, and there's certainly many people who have come forward, old people, who said, I'm a Jew, I grew up in a Jewish household, and in the 50s and that, and fucking no one ever said anything about a Holocaust then, never existed, It's another Jewish invention, another Jewish lie, And I'm just not prepared to, I don't worship the ground that Hitler walks on, but I certainly don't advocate blindly accepting the bullshit and the brainwashing and the shit we've been fed from birth that a lot of people say is untrue. I've even got the video of some Jew guy at the Auschwitz camp, and the people who worked at the camp and said no, people weren't getting gassed. It's fucking crap. It's all fucking made up. And the tests, oh no, there's no, they were fumigating for typhus and lice, that spread the typhus, and they weren't gassing people. So, and there's huge problems with diseases outbreaks in the camp of typhus. And there's a lot of people who say, there's. So anyway, that's why, I'm prepared to question what I've been told, because a lot of stuff is not fucking true. So, and I don't worship the ground this guy walked on. I've had contrary opinions saying, they thought he, people, one guy in his 80s were saying, yeah, I think Adolf Hitler was a fucking pawn, he was a puppet, And, so there's a lot of things there, He had incredible talent, and, all the sort of, revisionist type historian sort of things say the guy's a fucking asshole and an idiot and he's grossly incompetent and stuff. And I think perhaps he was just a little bit too ambitious and did it in the wrong ways. There's the Office of Strategic Services who did a report that I've got a copy of saying, well, this is how we predict the world based upon everything all the intelligence that we've gathered on Adolf Hitler. This is how we think the war's going to go, And, they said we're best to leave him go because he's just going to fuck himself up. He's, and, I think there's so many sort of agendas within agendas that I think that's probably true. But I also think that that was sort of like staged, they'd laid out their sort of plans in advance of how to do this and how to perhaps direct him and how to make, counterpoints to everything that he did in order to sort of paint him into a corner, so to speak, But so, I'm not an unequivocal war fan of Adolf Hitler, but I certainly don't like the fucking Jewish movement. It's an evil cult. That's all it is. Around Babylon, the king of Babylon, King Hammurabi, he codified the laws of the land, and it was called the Code of Hammurabi in a historical sense because he was the king of Babylon. And he put the laws of the land up on a big stele or a big sort of basalt, I think a black basalt finger type thing in the center of the town square. And those were, in the historical sense, became to be known as the Code of Hammurabi. And what happened is it gets a bit sort of so much stuff to remember. But then King Darius of the Peloponnesia, the Sumerian, I think it was, or Persian, he went to war against the Babylonians, and he won. And the first thing he did is he set all the war slaves free. And so these thieving fucking war slaves, some of them were real cunts, and they called themselves priests. They declared themselves to be priests, and they went back to. Some of them came from around the area of Judea, that sort of area, the it's not like litigious, but a battle litigious, versions of what's it called? Yeah, the warring tribes of Israel, well, what they did. Some of them were caught and captured as slaves and all this sort of stuff. And some of those people then went back to around the Judea area. They said, well, we rabbi, we priests, we're holy people. And everywhere the king said, they said, I, the king, King Hammurabi said, they rubbed that out. They got their little eraser. They got their little eraser and they rubbed that out, They went, rub, 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 rub. And everywhere the king, I, the king said, they rubbed that out and they wrote in, I, we, the priest, I, the deity, said, we, the priests, said, So you find that out of the first 11 books of the Old Testament, the Book of the Jew, you'll find that those six or eight of them are either almost holy. Or substantially or significantly in portion, word for word copies of the Code of Hammurabi, So the whole Jew cult is based upon plagiarism. They stole the Bibles. The cunt stole the bylaws of Babylon and, ascribed it to the fucking deity, the deity of the day, And all this sort of shit in the book of Revelation. I am the Alpha Omega, the beginning and end of all time, and all this other sort of shit. Well, that cult was only 3,100 years old. It's not dozens, You don't get the Book of the Jew, dinosaur edition, Well, look what we found under, stone tablets. Engraved in dinosaur writing, yes, stone, giant, massive fucking monoliths inscribed in Hebrew, when the planet was a molten ball of fucking rock in space, and that's a wrong finger. Yeah, Shane, that's my little positive, thing about Hitler. He did do some good things, and he had some good principles and standards. And I think humanity is a rat race with a great emphasis on rat, So people in Narcotics Anonymous, now Alcoholics Anonymous, they see that and then they go, oh, you can't do that. And I think it's a pretty fucking humorous sort of aspect, what's wrong with a guy saying drugs are bad? Oh, not that guy. He can't say that, And you look at how fucking badly programmed most junkies are full of shit. They are stupid fucking human beings that lack any fucking tolerance or understanding or life skills kind of education, Most of them are just so fucking stupid, they'll fucking, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that, I was in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting and I spoke about, One night I spoke about that, like when I like to drink water, I like to drink a lot, and alcoholic beverages definitely off the list. It's not, I don't have a problem with that, but I get a bit sick of drinking black tea, bit of black tea or bit of lemon juice in water, Get a little bit sick of that after a while, and I don't want to drink beer in order to get drunk. But, I get a little bit tired of the sort of soft drinks and shit too. I don't like them. I just, always buying bottles of soda water. I'd rather have packets of dry stuff you can just mix up, and make as I go. And, so this is a very simple equation that if you get the ingredients for making beer, if you get the ingredients for making beer and you mix them up, but you don't add yeast and you don't allow them to sort of naturally get yeast from the air, you know what I mean? But if you mix them up and stir it with the proper ratios of water, essentially what you're getting is beer flavored cordial. Right? It's not getting drunk, it's not going out using, fucking sneaking off to the pub for a few quickies, it's basically herbal tea, cordial, well, cordial is, the berries and fucking fruit and all sorts of things and leaves and all sorts of shit to make up cordial. That's, and so beer is just herb, it's just herbs and malt and all sorts of other things, that are fermented. But what I did is I got Cooper's Ale, the extra stout, which I used to like sort of drinking that, but it's so strong. I used to start off half and half with, one third stout and two thirds lemonade, and then gradually go to half stout and half lemonade. And then when I was getting a bit on the piss side, starting to drink for effect, I'd go all stout, But that was a nice drink. I really liked that. And I thought, well, why can't you make up fucking some, I'm sick of drinking water, tap water. I'm sick of drinking tap water. I'm sick of drinking black tea. And I'm sick of drinking lemon juice in water. I'm a little bit fucking tired of it. You know what I mean? So I got the dry ingredients and the ingredients made up, and I didn't add the yeast, and I didn't try to ferment it, and I didn't store it in a way that would facilitate fermentation. If you make up a heap, you just put it in the fridge. It's good for 3 to 5 days, depending on what's in it and how cold it's kept. But I drink it. It's 40 degrees. I'm fucking hot, and that's the I'm thirsty. It's hot and I'm thirsty. And I found that the ingredients you couldn't for the stout. I found that malted barley, I think it is, and it's an extremely dark black or extremely dark brown or dark green kind of. It's a very, very, very strongly flavored fucking sugar, and they chop up the hops into sort of really fine kind of flakes, And they add that to it, so it's hops and malted barley, and basically that is an exceeding. It's one of the very, very few things that I can turn almost anything into almost anything else. You know what I mean? And that's one of the very few fucking ingredients that was so strongly flavored. And it was the wrong flavor profile, and it was one of the very few ingredients I've ever come across that you couldn't use it in anything. Like if you had, like, say, a cure, like I'm not into making sort of cookie dough and shit, you know what I mean? But if you're making chocolate chip cookies and you're making, say, a kilo at a time, perhaps adding 2, maybe 3 teaspoons of this stuff into the mixed as a sort of faint background flavor would have worked, chocolate chop chip cookies, it would have worked, I think, But aside from that, he couldn't put it in anything. It was just too strong in all the wrong flavors. And what I figured out is I was talking to a guy who works for a booze type retailer, and I said, "Look, I'd like to get some of the homebrew kits, or at least another different sort of homebrew kit to actually make beer flavored cordial. It's beer flavored. It's not brewed beer. It's beer flavored. And all." And he basically told me, he said, "Nah." I said, "The ingredients for the stout, they actually do need to be fermented in order to sort of alter the whole chemistry and the flavor profile, and the alcohol brings out, certain things, and the certain reactions alter the flavor and the taste and stuff like that." And I said, I said, "You can't use it for anything, You can't make beer flavored cordial because it's just fucking undrinkable, And and this, when I've been really fucked, I've had like 5 or 6 or 7 teaspoons of instant coffee, heaped teaspoons of instant coffee in one cup because I'm so fucking tired and I've got to get from the kitchen to the fucking lounge to get to sleep, you know what I mean? So, having strong flavored drinks doesn't bother me, but that stuff did, And I said to him, I said, "Well, do you have any other sort of brewing kits that sort of people could make beer flavored cordial from?" And he said, "No, And he said, "All of these products, they all need to be fermented, and so they don't mix well, or they don't perform well as an unfermented drink, and they're all sort of pretty sort of gross kind of thing, So that put that to, And halfway through this fucking speech, this fucking idiot, running the meeting, it's, what's the difference between beer flavored cordial using the ingredients of beer that are not fermented, It's like saying, if you get fresh juniper berries and make juniper berry cordial, well, that's not the same as drink as fucking making gin, is it? You fucking dumb cunt, And this fucking dumb cunt interrupts. "Oh, what's this got to do with recovery, mate? Fuck, you can't die. You need to drink water to stay alive, and I'm a bit tired of drinking the water that I've got to drink. I'd like something different, thank you. I don't want sugary fucking soft drinks, and I'm tired of black tea and, lemon juice, and, I'd like a nice, robust tasting cordial that's not full of fucking sugar, and it's a good drink, And these fucking stupid cunts, Junkies, a lot of them really are fucking stupid human beings. They end up in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, not because they're genius level fucking people, because they're fucking retards. They won't study. They don't fucking, they won't apply themselves to learning anything. They'll just, That's why I've got to go for a piss. Arise. And one of the things, the next night I chastised this guy for being a fucking dumb cunt who just had to interrupt, you know. And you know, these junkies are so fucking stupid. You know, and I talked about that people have health issues. And one of the drugs I am on to dilate my veins internally, has the undesirable side effect of kind of switching off the ability to sleep a bit. You know what I mean? It's not like a death sentence, but it's kind of like getting around in a stupor because I just don't go to sleep, you know? And not as often or as solidly as I'd like. And though the words of my former trans friend, girl, friend as friend, you know, buddy, companion, you know. It wasn't a romantic relationship, it was a friendship, you know what I mean? Friends, you know. And of course, despite the flamboyant sort of faggotry of sort of despite the flamboyant faggotry of some fucking bullshit sort of trips, I think this was the genuine article, you know. And I didn't go into the politics of the situation or the surgical or anything. I just liked this person for who they were because they were very smart and they knew a lot and they could compute ab in abstract and depth, you know. And she talked about sleep pollution, just switching off all the fucking at a prescribed sort of time, you know, fairly consistently, just turn off all the devices, go to bed, you know. So anyway, I was in this mood. Some of these drugs have these sort of a few undesirable side effects, and I contemplated medical marijuana, and I was very clear to this group of people that I was sharing with. I said, you know, this is not going and scoring a big bag of fucking high grade heads and, you know, rolling up joints and shit like that. This is getting the low THC type oils and getting one of the compounds, taking out, there's laboratory grade and then there's the homemade stuff, right? The laboratory grade have specifications and standards so that you get the oil that has hopefully all of the, I haven't researched enough of all the products available, but hopefully has all the THC. If it's a very, very low THC product in the first place, I still really don't want to know about it. But if you can get THC free oil with the CBD and CDC, I think oils, you know, there's different compounds in it, the grades, all types of compound, then they're non-intoxicating, they're non-mood altering or mind altering. And, you know, that's the sort of, you know, that's the difference. And I explained this to these people. I said, I'm looking into that. I said, I'm not actively seeking it, but I'm at least out for a bit of education than what's currently fucking, you know, rather than sitting around with all the dumb junkies going, oh, mate, you shouldn't smoke dope. You shouldn't talk about that. This is a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. What are you fucking, oh, mate, I just got to tell you something. Oh, you know, interrupting and interrupting and interrupting and turned into a fucking huge fight because it's my turn to share. And the stupid cunt, oh, they just have to fucking get in there and you can't say that, you know. You know, because there are legitimate uses for marijuana-based products, you know, hemp-based products that are non-intoxicating, you know. That's not the big bag of weed, you know. It's the fucking medicinal that I've seen people with cancer get better. You know what I mean? I've seen people with heart disease and stuff like that, you know, basal, like, you know, I'm looking into that sort of issue of basal sort of dilation and stuff like that. And I've seen videos of people with Parkinson's, you know, like dear old dad's in there. You know, like that sort of thing, and they put a drop or two of this under his tongue, you know, and within a minute or two, he stops shaking and he can get up and he can sort of, you know, he's not sort of like that sort of, you know, with all the shakes and the palsy or whatever. I've seen it within a minute or two, he's like fucking basically normal, you know. And I know from personal experience with pain relief that, you know, I used to get sort of absolutely crippled with fucking pain from spinal damage. And, you know, the, these people, what is it? Yeah, I used to like having a big hot bath, big deep hot bath, you know, like, you know, and then putting like a couple of fucking heap teaspoons of, no, you can't, a couple of big spoons of fucking, you know, you'd sort of lie in the bath till you're hot and sweating and that, you know what I mean? And put a couple of big spoonfuls of fucking eucalyptus oil and then stand up in the bath and let it all go over your body and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, the fumes and the fucking relaxation and that, oh, that was nice, you know what I mean? But after about, I think about 10 years of being drug free, and I think it takes about 7 years for the marijuana to get out of your system, you know, that's a fucking evil drug, you know. After about 7 years or 10 years, I had a nice, I was able to run a big, nice, big hot bath. And I did, oh, big bottle of eucalyptus oil, you know, and poured a fucking heap in. And it stood up, you know, like, because you're hot and you're wet and it opens up all your pores, right? And this stuff absolutely fucking burned really badly. And I thought, fuck, you know, all this talk about marijuana being, or some of the compounds in marijuana being relieving pain. I thought, fuck, this is really true, you know, because when I was smoking a bit of dope here and there, it wasn't burning. It wasn't burning. The pores were fully open, and I was just fucking smothered in, you could, you know, you stand up in the bath and that oil would just cover you head to foot, you know. And so I learned that marijuana does have some genuine medical fucking, you know, if you take out the THC, the intoxicating compound, now that gets you stoned, that there are properties of pain relief and effects on the brain, like stopping the tremors and all sorts of things, you know. And I believe that there may be, there's people who have come good from cancer, been cured, you know. And I believe that there are legitimate uses for heart disease and, you know, to dilate the veins and stuff rather than taking the conventional medicine, you know. And it's something, you know, like I won't even go near fucking hemp seed. I don't give a fuck if it's 0.05, 0.005% fucking THC. I don't want THC in the system. I don't want to get intoxicated. And when I sort of put this forward, I was saying this is what I'm sort of looking at, you know. And this is the difference between getting a big bag of fucking heads and chuffing away on that and looking at the laboratory grade with no THC. And the different compounds that have genuine therapeutic effect, you know, medically, they all went fucking ape shit, you know, absolutely screaming and fucking just, you know, totally fucking ignorant, totally fucking opinionated. How dare you say this? You're not allowed to come to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting and talk about, you know, legitimate fucking medical uses for non-intoxicating drugs, you know? Screaming fucking boy, oh boy.
Oh, I'm gonna come round your fucking place and I'm gonna fucking kill you there, you know. So just you fucking try challenge accepted, you know. Fuck, you know. So junkies are stupid cunts, ignorant, reactive, immature, you know. And I also put it to, you know, that see about 33 years ago, I think it was something like that, you know. We'll just say 35 years ago, 36 years ago, the fellas decided that we only had a little white fucking book, you know, a little white sort of extra thick pamphlet, you know, as the main manual, the textbook for Narcotics Anonymous. And I said, well, we want to have a big book to study from, just like the Alcoholics Anonymous people have got. So what was done was basically a nearly word-for-word copy of the Alcoholics Anonymous basic text, you know, the doctor's opinion and everything in it, you know. And I had one of them until the floods came and fucked everything, you know. And the draft version was put into circulation, and people were given, say, you know, here's 5 pages photocopied, here's 5 pages for you, here's 5 pages for this group, here's 5 pages for this group, or whatever, you know, something like that. And everybody goes through it. And all these fucking thousands of people went through it and made all these revisions and changes and then sent it all back, you know. And from that came the Narcotics Anonymous basic text. And I was going through it the other day, through the AA Alcoholics Anonymous basic text. And what happened was, you know, these fucking junkies are fucking priceless. And I was going for that thing at that quote, you know, when tempted by the bait, we learn to stand back and as if recoiling from a hot flame, you know. And I thought, that's a really good quote. So I went through that and looking at the writing, and I thought, that's also in the Narcotics Anonymous basic text, but what they've done is they've just played fucking word salad with it, you know. And so I got a line of quote from the Alcoholics Anonymous Steps and Traditions book. I think it's page 116, and it says, everything we in AA have got, we basically borrowed from medicine and religion. You know, we didn't invent anything, we just borrowed it, you know. And then so that's from that, all that sort of stuff that Alcoholics Anonymous came about, you know. And that's what the 12 steps are, you know, our book is meant to be suggestive only, you know, and all this sort of stuff. And all these fucking ass clowns in Narcotics Anonymous now reading out, you know, only people, only NA members, we ask that only NA members read, you know, out only NA literature in NA meetings, you know, and that's what gets up my ass, you know, because it's not supposed to be like that. And what I did is I made up this little thing. I said, you know, basically all we fucking junkies did is we took what was in the AA basic text, made word salad from it, and then, you know, gave it the fucking Narcotics Anonymous brand name. And that's what, you know, we've just plagiarized. We've just made enough changes that we can't be sued for copyright, you know. You know what I mean? Same shit, different words. And so I put in that little quote from the Alcoholics Anonymous Steps, 12 Steps and Traditions book, saying, look, we got it all from fucking religion and medicine. And then I give it a little quote, just a sample line, you know, burn into the consciousness of every man that he can get sober regardless of anyone, you know, provided he's willing to trust in God, and provided that he's willing to clean house and trust in God. And then there's another fucking bit a bit further on. I put in the version of that, which is the word salad version of that from the Narcotics Anonymous basic text, which is just a bastardized fucking way of saying the same thing. It's really fucked, you know. And I told people, I said, in this little list of fucking things, I said, you know, you got to make up, you don't allow yourself to be bullied and cajoled into fucking swallowing the NA doctrine, you know what I mean? Because everything that we've got, you know, everything that we, the junkies, did has been fucking borrowed from Alcoholics Anonymous, and everything that comes from Alcoholics Anonymous has been taken from religion and medicine, you know? So don't swallow the bullshit. And there's numerous quotes about numerous other fucking books, you know, throughout the AA literature, like Emmett Fox, Varieties of Religious Experience. And, you know, there's tons of references to other things, you know. So, and people, these fucking ass clowns in Narcotics Anonymous are saying that, oh, only, you know, people, only Narcotics Anonymous members can read out Narcotics Anonymous literature in Narcotics Anonymous meetings, you know. Like, fuck, you know. So occasionally I post this little message in the chat and they go, you can't say that. Kick him from the Zoom meeting. Out you go, you know. The unholy fucking message. You can't say that. That's the fucking work of the Antichrist. Ooh. It's true. It's true. It's all historical fact. You can verify it, you know. There it is. Three, you know, four little one or two line, say 3 line paragraphs, but there's about 4 3-line paragraphs that has the substance of the thing, that everything in Narcotics Anonymous has been taken from everywhere else, and all we fucking retarded junkies did was made word salad from it. We haven't, you know, it's, you know, instead of saying, you know, instead of saying the cat sat on the mat, you know, or, you know, we've turned that, it's a very simple fucking articulate piece of articulation, we've turned that into Pussikins likes to relax in warm and friendly places, you know. Lying down on the rug in front of the fire is Pussy's favorite spot, instead of just saying the cat sat on the mat, you know what I mean? But that's what this fucking Narcotics Anonymous basic text word salad is about. And all these fucking retards saying, you must obey the rules, you must obey, you cannot say that, you know, you can't point this out. That the Alcoholics Anonymous said the cat, basic text they wrote, the cat sat on the mat. You know, you've got to fucking go through with this bullshit of saying only, you know. Oh, Pussykins likes to lay in a nice, warm, comfy place. Pussy likes to lay down on the rug in front of the fire. That's the Narcotics Anonymous, the fucking word salad bullshit that the junkies have come out with, that we, I, one of them, you know, we came out with this stuff, you know, word salad. So, you know, and that's what I've been doing. I've been sort of, you know, starting to rub it in that the fucking AA basic text as a fucking, as a piece of writing it's actually a pretty fucking good piece of fucking writing. It's very good. Like I tell people in meetings that, you know, like a year ago, I used to sort of say for years, decades, you know, that, oh, what's the words? What's the words? I used to say that, you know, the object of recovery is to get drug free and stay drug free and work your way through your issues. And to hopefully get to die of old age and natural causes, you know, to have a really fulfilling life and then die of old age and natural causes, you know. And I changed this, and this is one word fucking change. And this is how powerful language is, you know, really well thought out fucking language, written language, you know. I said, I changed it. I tell them I changed it. I said, look, the idea of recovery is to get drug free and stay drug free by working our way through our own issues. That one fucking word changes the whole lot. And that's how powerful language is. And that's how, if you really structure the written word and the book of directions and all this sort of stuff, if you do that, a really fucking, this is like a high art form, you know what I mean? In clear thinking, lucid understanding, very succinct. You know, you can say something in 10 words instead of like 200, you know? You know, the cat sat on the mat versus Pushkin's likes to lay down and relax in warm, comfortable places. Pushkin's likes to lay on the rug in front of the fire. Well, there's like, you know, 30 words to say what could be said in like eight or nine. You know what I mean? And that's what clear, very clear directions are about. Good descriptions, good use of words and language and stuff like that. It's a high art form, and it's not for the simple-minded and stupid, you know what I mean? But those directions were put in such a way to say, well, this is how we've done it, you know, and this is different. And all the stupid fucking junkies did is basically play games to avoid copyright infringement and make what was written in the AA basic text into fucking Narcotics Anonymous word salad. You know, that's, and, you know, when you point this out in meetings, you know, drop this little fucking four or five very short, two or three lines of the paragraphs. You drop that into the chat in meetings and some people go, fuck yeah, oh, that's really good. I can look this up and I can verify it. You know what I mean? I can check this out. And it's an object, it's a lesson in clear thinking, you know? And a lot of them, they just go, oh, he mentioned the other fellowship. He shouldn't be doing that. This is Narcotics Anonymous. You mustn't speak about the other fellowship. Well, everything we've got comes from the other fellowship, and everything the other fellowship got, they borrowed from religion and medicine. They said so. You know, this is how fucking stupid these fucking shit for brains fucking junkies are like. So many of them can't think. So many of them are drug fucked. So many of them, you know, flunked out of all the fucking, I'm not saying the public edu I'm not saying the education system is a grand thing, but you know, in life, studying things, developing the capacity to think and developing the capacity to reason and looking at, rather than going, oh, you can't say this is good or this is bad, looking at the reason behind why this is so, you know? Why have they chosen, why is it like that? Why did they think this through and come to this conclusion? You know, it's like aircraft, aerospace engineering, and designing aircraft. You know, sure, the aircraft have improved, they're making them lighter and kind of sort of faster and better load carrying capacity and more efficient combustion, so they get more distance for the same amount of fuel and all this sort of stuff. But they haven't, in 100 years of development, they haven't, you know, the average cruising speed of a reasonably fast sort of aircraft hasn't gone halfway to the speed of light. And do you know why? Because the same physical principles of the air, what the aircraft is going through, which is the air hasn't fucking changed. You know, it hasn't gone to, you know, one tenth the density with twice the load carrying capacity over the wing, you know, the lift generating capacity over the wing. It hasn't changed. It's the same. So there's physical limitations on aircraft, and when they do all the calculations between taking off and flying and then cruising on the long glide, sort of like a glide fucking slope, depending on the distance, in computing the most efficient use of time and fuel and running costs and all this other sort of stuff, they've gotten a lot better at it, and things are remarkably. That's why these aircraft shoot up at like 45 degrees, and then they fucking they shoot up at 45 degrees when the jet, how's my hand there? Yeah. They shoot up at like 45 degrees, and when they get to their fucking chosen altitude, say if it's 1,000 k's away, because if they're traveling at say 600 k's an hour or something like that, or depending on the altitude, but say they're traveling at about 800 or 900 k's an hour or some shit, you know what I mean? At 30,000, at 10,000 meters or whatever, 12,000 meters, the air's a lot in there. So the speed of sound and the compression and all this other sort of shit, so the aircraft then go into a long fucking, they sort of arc over and then go into a very long, the engines are just fucking idling, and then they're cruising like it's an extended, a range extended fucking, what's it called? It's like switching off the, pulling your car out of gear, putting the clutch in, pulling the car out of gear, and then fucking rolling down a very, very slight gradient. You know what I mean? From your top, you come over the hill, and then you sort of fucking go into fucking idle and just rolling. Well, that's sort of similar to like, that's how the aircraft operate. They calculate all this sort of stuff. So they work out time, speed, fuel efficiency, running costs, airtime, the amount of fucking fuel they had to start off with, plus a little bit in reserve, how much load that they can carry, and all this, headwinds, crosswinds, all this other sort of stuff. But the basic principles that the air hasn't fucking changed. That's why aircraft are not 10 times faster, So how did I get off in this tangent? But, so these are good ideas. Routine, prayer and meditation, that's a good thing. Bit of stilling the mind and becoming aware that you're in the world and you're part of what's going on within you and outside of you. You're all part of this, And then sort of the 12 steps for personal recovery. Well, that's like doing a daily shopping list. If you do a shopping list on a daily basis and you do what your income is, who you owe money to, who owes you money and what for, what's the interest rates, if there's a sizable amount, what are the interest rates, how much depreciation, how much interest do you have to pay, who you owe, who owes you for, and what for, and all this other sort of stuff, then you start to become very, very sort of manageable. So this is why, all these fucking stupid junkies, they say, "Oh, you're the fucking Antichrist because you should, we've all got a tippy rat toe." They think that just because this is the fucking, doctrine, everybody's supposed to tippy toe around and they mustn't say the other fellowship, And this is where we got this shit from, We did the Narcotics Anonymous basic text is a fucked up bastardized bloody bowl of word salad compared to the AA basic text, which is a really excellent piece of fucking writing, Irrespective of fucking whether you like that shit or not, it's a really well structured piece of fucking writing, It's linguistically, it's a good thing. So it's a real art form. It was really well written. And so all these fucking dumb junkies in the Zoom meetings are just going, some of them are nodding their head and going, "Oh yeah, fuck, really?" And you don't have to subscribe. Oh, the party line, everybody's got to, I cut myself. The party line, oh, only we ask that only Narcotics Anonymous members read out Narcotics Anonymous literature in Narcotics Anonymous, meetings, and that they refrain from other books and religions and all this other. It's fuck off, But they lose their fucking minds over that when you say, well, AA is based upon medicine and religion. That's where they got all these fucking ideas for the 12 steps and traditions from. You know, this is where they get all their fucking, the foundations for the Alcoholics Anonymous Fellowship from outside, you know. And when you say that we copied it and made a fucking word salad bastardized version of it. You know, our basic text is just fucking word salad and bullshit, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean it's completely worthless. But you know, when you use a very simple idea and then just make it fucking, you know, from the cat sat on the mat to, you know, Pushikins likes to rest in comfortable places. Pussy's favorite place is on the rug in front of the fire. Well, it's the same thing. Minus, and it's gone from like 8 or 9 words to 30 fucking 2 words, you know what I mean? That's all the NA basic text is it's not completely worthless, but it's just fucking words, stupid fucking word salad for the most of it, in order to circumvent fucking copyright, you know? They could have rubbed out, you know, alcohol and alcoholism and written in, you know, drugs and if they and put in the word addiction. Oh, the almighty addiction, not alcohol and alcoholism. It's addiction. Oh, you know, we're the authorities on the subject. No, it's just sort of a fucking expansion upon the terms, you know. The AA text could be updated and have a few words rubbed out and a few extra words written in. You know, the alcohol and the alcoholic, you know. But, you know, there's things you sort of gloss over and just get on with it, and some other things you sort of do need to change. But, you know, it's actually a very well fucking written document, the AA basic text. Very clever, very clever. So anyway, I'm up to my usual. You can't say that in a fucking meeting. You can't show Adolf Hitler in a meeting. You can't show Adolf saying that, you know, when he didn't. Hello, you can't fucking this. You can't that. Fucking how dare you kick him out? He's a fucking antichrist. And on they go. So anyway. Well, that's about it. I might stop this. So thank you, MGTOW men.